again, in the 1960s, there was a recognizable shortage of primary care physicians. So Dr. Stead created the first class of PA students, and it was mostly composed of former U.S. Army, U.S. Navy medics. The class graduated in October 2nd, 1967, which was also Dr. Stead's birthday. Since then, the profession has grown so much. PAs are able to assist in surgery, prescribe controlled substances. The level of collaboration between the PA and their supervising physician is determined at the practice level now. They're improving access to quality medical care all over our country and even around the world. So they're allowing us to bring this focus on preventative medicine and essentially just improving the time a patient can have with their provider.
Repeat the question. Why? I don't think I got it.
Describe the history of the PA profession. People.
Bev, this isn't a joke.
What is a PA? So a PA is a licensed healthcare provider that is qualified to diagnose and treat patients. They can write prescriptions, they can write orders, prescribe controlled substances. Essentially, they're allowed to perform procedures that are within the scope of their supervising physician. PAs are in this partnership with their physician and various other healthcare providers. Together, they are improving access to quality medical care and bringing back this focus on preventative medicine that is so important today, especially in primary care. You know, I work in a free clinic at Caridad Center in my community, and the majority of patients that we see have, you know, diabetes, hypertension. Most of them don't know how to eat properly or what medications they're on. So this education is definitely lacking in our healthcare system, and PAs are helping to be, are bringing a solution to this, essentially.